We're going next to the Guantanamo Bay prison camp, which President Obama has promised to close. The problem is what to do with some 240 prisoners still there. For the past 6 years now, NPR's Jackie Northam has been covering Guantanamo, and that's where she is this morning. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
The president gave himself a deadline within his first year in office. He's got, around 9 months left. Do you see any signs of things winding down?
Well, in a lot of ways, no. I was out at the maximum security part of the prison yesterday, and there's still construction going on there. In addition to the prison is being built. There was a contract signed before President Obama's order, and so work is going ahead. And there are also smaller improvements in other parts of the camp. In other ways, you do see the effects of the president's executive order. All the military trials are frozen, so there's not the usual activity surrounding that. And I asked the commander of the camp yesterday if the detainees know that it's going to be closed, and he said, absolutely. The executive order was posted throughout the camp so the prisoners could see it. And he said that's created just a real sense of anticipation amongst the detainees. And one of the guards I spoke with said in his section the prisoners keep asking him if it's going to happen still.
Is there any clearer sense where these 240 detainees would go?
No, that's been a real problem. The U.S. obviously is trying to get to transfer some of them to European allies, but there hasn't been a lot of joy from that end. Last week, Secretary Gates was on the Hill asking for $50 million just in case a new prison needed to be quickly built on American soil to hold the detainees. But this week, Congress indicated that it wasn't going to provide those funds until the administration came up with a solid plan for what they're going to do with the detainees. At the same time, there's been a lot of opposition in the U.S. to any of the communities that do have the facility to hold these guys, to actually bring them into their communities. So there's not a real strong sense what they're going to do with them yet, although the U.S. has indicated that they might bring some of these Chinese Muslims, a group of Chinese Muslims, onto the mainland. And Secretary of Defense Gates indicated he knew that was going to be controversial if that happens.
I guess we should remember here, these Chinese Muslims, these are Uyghurs, as they're called. They're accused of being separatists, and far from considering them full-blown terrorists, the administration seems to take the viewpoint that they could actually be persecuted if they're sent back to China.
Oh, that's right. The U.S., both the Bush administration and the Obama administration, has made it very clear they're not going to send them back to China. Either they'll be persecuted or tortured. There are 17 Uyghurs left here at Guantanamo, and they were long ago cleared by the Pentagon as been any sort of threat to the U.S. And I was out at a place called Camp Iguana yesterday, which is where they're being held. It's absolutely minimum security prison. The Uyghurs can order in their lunch if they want. They can wander around the camp. It overlooks the Caribbean. They have more perks than any other detainees, but the U.S. can't find any country to take them. So the U.S. may have to take them and probably will do that.
Well, Jackie Northam, let's say we get to January 20th, 2010, and the United States has found somewhere to put these 240 prisoners. What is the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base there likely to look like then?
Well, the detention camp here at the base will be mothballed. There's no question about that. But the base itself, we're told, will continue to grow. And you see all sorts of construction going on. You know, it's grown enormously in the past 6 years. And military officials here say it's being viewed as a prime U.S. military base in the southern region now.
Jackie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR National Security Correspondent Jackie Northam, who is on her latest visit to the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base and the detainee camp there.